I got a scripture. Sister asked me about a scripture, and I didn't hardly know how to answer. Took me by surprise by asking, and I didn't hardly know how to answer, and I've been studying the Word to see if I could get an answer. And the scripture was, if you'd like to turn and read it, and this is not the sermon, but I'll go ahead and say this, and it'll be on tape too. It'll be in Revelation chapter 22. Sister asked me, how could your name be took out of the book of life? You know. Said, now the scripture says he'll take your name out of the book of life. Says, you know, he says, you believe that you once saved, you always saved, don't you? I said, well, yes, ma'am, exactly. She said, well, now there's a scripture where it says he'll take your name out of the book. Not only your name out of the book, but your part out of the tree, out of that city, and all. You know, and says, I'd like to know how that is, you know. So I said, that kind of felt me that. I don't think nobody's asked me that, you know, and at least not lately. I just assume, you know, most everybody believe that once you're saved, born again, truly born again by the Spirit of God, that you can't be lost. And your name will put in the Lamb's Book of Life, the Bible says in the Book of Revelation, before the foundation of the world. And He predestinated us unto His glory. So she quoted this scripture to me in Revelation 22, it will be 18th and 19th verse. And she seemed to think she might be lost, you know, after being saved, or could possibly be, you know. Because it talks about what's on the outside of the city and so forth, leading up to this verse. But let me read these two scriptures. First, I want to read it out of King James, and that's why these other versions here. This is five different versions here. And I use the King James, but a lot of times, you go back, and when one scripture don't sound right, you know, it seems like it give a different meaning, then I'll go back to other translation, see if I can shuffle through and come out with something, you know, that clear thought. Because the Bible don't say one thing in one scripture and then turn right around and contradict itself. How many knows it? It don't say, the Bible don't say that He gives us eternal life and we're sealed until the day of redemption. And our name's in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world, and then come around and say He's going to take it out. How many knows it? So if it sound that way, maybe in 1600, when King James translators were doing the translation, they might have used a word that could mean several different things and put book there instead of tree. Now all these other translations says tree of life. All that. Now the King James on one says book of life. Take your part from the tree of life. Sure, it's like in the book of Hebrews, and like the children of Israel, when they was coming through the wilderness, God sent 12 spies into the land to spy out the land. They got up ready to cross over, and they saw the miracles of God, and they saw the power of God, and they ate the manna, but they weren't counted saved until they crossed Jordan. Amen. What happened was they got right up to it, and they turned and went back. Amen. Cadesh Barnea. And the Bible talks in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 6, a similar thing, you know. Point is, when your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life, and God put it there, and He ordained you and sealed you till the day of redemption, ordained you eternal life, then that's fixed forever. That's our security in God. That's fixed forever. So let me read in King James here, and then we'll get along with the message here. And, of course, the message is different than this. The scripture she asked me about, in Revelation 22 and 18, it says, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the sayings, heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book, a prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life. Now notice that God will take away his part out of the book of life. And out of the holy city and from the things which are written in the book. Now she asked me, how could anybody be took out of the book of life? You know, that doesn't sound like a simple question, but it's pretty hard to answer, isn't it? Amen. How could anybody's name be took out of the book of life, she said. Well, I said, let me have a little time on that one, you know. Because that's hard. But next time I'll say, go ask Dallas. Go ask the Zima. Somebody. Amen. That's too hard for me. Amen. Because we're sealed until the day of redemption, and our name was in the book way back before the world was. Now I've got these markings here and these other translations, so I'm not going to just turn in those and read. And this, look, let's just see how it sounds. And these are all translated from the same word. King James was done in 1611. Amen. Everybody got a King James book. You look, it's translated in 1611. And these others translated from the same thing King James was, but some of them was later and using more up-to-date language. And some words, like I say, you can use the same word two or three times and two or three ways. Amen. And in the English language, it's that way. And other language also. So I'm reading now this right here, little this Bible here. It's good news for modern men. And I want to read what it says. And I'll read the same verses. I'll read 18 and 19 too. It says, I, John, solemnly warn everyone who hear the prophetic words of this book. If any man add to them, God will add to his punishment the plagues described in this book. If any man take away anything from the prophetic words of this book, God will take away his share of the fruit of the tree of life and his share of the holy city which are described in this book. In other words, it doesn't say take his name out of the book. He just won't eat of that tree of life. See, the fruit of that tree of life, he won't share in it. That's one here, but now we're going to get through these quick. That's this year's good news for modern men. Okay, let's go for another one. See, I've already got them found here. But I want to show you King James on one says he'll take the name out of the book. Take the part out of the book. Amen. So there's nobody's name going to be taken once you're sealed with the Holy Spirit. Once you're born again. You can't be born again twice. And you can't be unborn. Amen. And you can't be lost once you're saved. That is, you can come up to it. And you can be in church and you can sing and you can do a lot of things. But to be born again and then yet somewhere down the road be lost, no. Amen. You can't do that. How many will say amen? Glory to God. Somebody said, that's old bad. You're a Baptist, ain't you? Well, I'm Baptist, Holiness, Pentecostal, and all. Everything, God, I want truth. You know, truth is what we want, isn't it? And truth is in the Bible. So let's read this here from, let's see, what's the name of this book? This Bible here, it's Tyndale's. The Living Word, it's paraphrased. It's the Living Word Bible. And I'm just going to show you how it reads. It reads like this. I solemnly declare to everyone who reads this book, if anyone add anything to what's written here, God shall add to him the plague described in this book. And if any man subtracts any part of these prophecies, God shall take away his share of the tree of life and of the holy city just described. That's what John described, the holy city. Okay, it didn't say anything about taking part out of the book, did it? Amen. All right, that's the Living Bible. And we're just going through these real quickly here. Now, here's one. This is a Lamson. Now, they claim this year this came exact from the very words of Jesus and from the Aramaic language under English. The Lamson is the closest thing to King James Version that you'll find. The fact is, hardly, there's not too many places it renders it differently. The thought's always the same. The wording may be different. Now, Brother Zimmer could see something out here and him write and tell about it. Brother Dallas could see something out here and him write and tell about it. You could see something out here and you write and tell about it. And I could see the same thing, and we all would describe the same thing. We might use different words, but we'd be saying the same thing. And so different translation, they may word certain things a little different, but the thought's always right. And we'll read the same thing. It says, I testify unto every man who hears the words of this prophecy of this book. If any man shall add to these things, God shall add to him the plagues are written in the book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God will take away his portion from the tree of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written therein. Now again, notice none of them says book of life. None of them says you'll get your name took out of the book of life. Amen. You know why? Because it's impossible. Amen. To get your name took out of the Lamb book of life. It was there before the world was. Amen. But it's possible for you to have a chance to eat of the tree of life and not do it. And the tree of life would be the word of God and so forth. Amen. Now this year is the New International Version. Thompson Chain Reference, New International Version. Amen. And we'll read it, then we'll get on to the message. This year I wanted to get it on tape also in case somebody might have a question sometime later on about the book of life. Can you get your name tucked out? No, the scripture doesn't teach that. You don't get your name taken out of the book of life. It says here, verse 18, I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man add anything to them, God will add unto them the plague described in the book. And if any man take away from the words of this book, the prophecy, God will take away from him his share in the tree of life and in the holy city which are described in this book. Amen. All right? Now, not a one of them said that he'd take your name out of the book, did he? How many knows it? Amen. Your books, your name's there before the world was. Praise the Lord. So, I got through. Now, if I could get through the other one that quick, you know, we'd go home early than that. But let me read this again in King James after reading that and show you. It says the same thing, just wording a little different. King James used take your name out of the book, take your part out of the book. When people interpret that, you'll get your name took out of the book, but that's not. It's verse 18 again, 18-19. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add to these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in the book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book a prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the city, and from the things which are written in the book. How many sees how that cleared up? Amen. We can sure have a chance to eat the tree of life and partake of the word, and then turn away and not receive that. But once you go to the far enough, accept Jesus Christ and be born again, and your name placed in the book, he's not going to come back a year later and take your name off the book. God hadn't got a bunch of angels up there putting names in the book, taking them off, putting on, taking them off. Now, a lot of Pentecostal people think, and some of the holiness folks, think that you can get saved today and be lost tomorrow. God put your name on the book, you come down here, but if you go out and sin, then God take your name off the book. Next week you feel sorry for what you sin, come repent, and God put your name back on the book. Then next, 2 months later, you get upset and do something wrong, and fly off the handle, he takes your name out of the book. But 2 or 3 weeks later, you repent and come back, and he put it back. No, that ain't the picture the Bible shows, because your name were on the book before the world was. He knew. And once your name, and he, if you make a mistake or if you sin willfully, amen, he's not going to take your name off the book. Amen. Now you can come and you can hear about the things of God and you can actually feel the Spirit of God, but never accept Jesus, see. Amen. Then naturally you'll not receive your portion of the tree of life that you could have. Amen. So, you see, it's not putting your name on, taking off, putting it on, taking off. Amen. How many sees that? that once it's on there, it's not took off. Praise God.